Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. I am recording this right now here. I'm sitting in my bed of all places with my Rode iXLR microphone. And with my reporter microphone as well. So this is kind of my instant reaction to the Brock Lesnar appearance at UFC 226. First off, a couple things about the card. I only got to see the last two fights. So I don't think that the commentators were out of bounds in the Francis Ngannou and Derek Beast Lewis fight. That was probably the worst heavyweight fight in UFC history. Maybe one of the worst fights in UFC history. Definitely a heavyweight. And here's a couple of my issues with it. Francis Ngannou, you know, in baseball, there's a term called the yips, right? And the yips are kind of like what you just keep messing up. Once a bad play happens or there's a traumatic event in your sports career, you just can't get past it. And right now, Francis Ngannou is suffering from the yips. He thought he was this unstoppable Superman. He thought he was the Predator, like they call him. And he went out there against Stipe Miocic, and he found out that one size does not fit all when it comes to the UFC and when it comes to MMA. Although he had lost before, this was his first UFC loss. And he realized real quickly that you can't just go out there, swing as hard as you can, as many times as you can, and hope for a knockout. But on the other side of things, you can't go out there and not throw a punch at all and expect to win. I think he threw like 11 or 12 strikes that landed. That's crazy. Maybe less than that. It was a crazy, crazy fight. I can't believe it went 15 minutes long. Derek Lewis looked ashamed of himself. And Ngannou looked okay. He looks like, yeah, that's good. That's good. It was like when the NBA players in Space Jam lost their game. You know, it was like Charles Barkley was a dominant player, and now he's going down to the local pickup game, and he can't even make a shot. He can't even defend. He's being run around on by a bunch of 12-year-olds. That's what Francis Ngannou looked like. It was one of the wildest moments, I think, for a guy to go that far down and to have dominant appearance. Overeem, the picture-perfect, crazy knockout to Alistair Overeem, and then to go to this fight that we saw tonight where he looked scared. I think the word they used a lot was timid, which I agree with. Just a really strange fight, and not a good appearance either by Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis looked like he really didn't want to be out there. I don't know what the issue was with both these men. I don't know if they both felt the pressure of the moment, and I don't know. They felt like they couldn't. They didn't. I guess it was one of those things where they knew whoever made the first mistake would probably lose the fight, so they just didn't want to make any attempts so there wouldn't be a mistake made. I guess that's what happened, but it was a really big letdown. Let's get to the heavyweight championship fight, Stipe DC. DC looked way overweight there, but it paid off for him. I have to take back what I said. I thought Stipe was going to go out there and do what he'd done so many times before and continue to add to his legacy, but Daniel DC Cormier remains undefeated at heavyweight and is your new UFC heavyweight champion by knockout. There was a couple of weird things in the fight, especially when DC was obviously throwing open-handed punches that, you know, you can't even call them punches. They were slaps and definitely poked Stipe in the eye. I don't know what that was about. He was warned about it, and it didn't seem like he ever went back to that after the warning. I thought that was a really weird moment in the fight. And DC said he saw something in Stipe when they were going over tapes that he drops his hands whenever he's coming out of the clinch, and he was waiting for that moment. He got that moment, and DC knocked him out. It was really shocked. I was stunned. I was stunned that DC was able to knock out Stipe Miocic. Weird night of fights, but really fun last 5 minutes of the UFC 226 pay-per-view. Before the main event fight, they were talking about how awful that was, that Ngannou fight. And Joe Rogan, I thought, had the line of the night when they were about to go in the third round in that Ngannou fight. And I think one of the commentators said, well, I wonder if this will be a draw, you know? And Joe Rogan said, would they both lose? Which I thought was just a great moment. But they're transitioning out of that fight. They do some ad for the UFC video game, and then a Denzel Washington trailer for his new movie. And then they cut to Brock Lesnar walking through the crowd, and he is shown talking to Dana White, and he points at the octagon. Then he comes up to Joe Rogan, kind of gives him a dap, and says, I want to do your podcast. And Rogan said, anytime. And then after the fight was over, DC grabs the microphone. I already knew where he was going with it. Brock was in the arena, and I actually think after DC won, he went over to Brock, and I think he said, don't go anywhere. I think that's what he said to him. Anyway, DC grabs a mic, starts cutting a promo, and he says, hey, Brock, you know, let's do this, essentially. He actually said, get your ass in the octagon. And Brock gets in the octagon, and it just gives DC the biggest shove, and emasculates a man who just made history, the second man to ever hold two championships in two different weight classes simultaneously. The first, of course, being Conor McGregor, which I thought was weird that they never said Conor's name during that. They kept throwing to that stat that DC could be the second man to hold two titles simultaneously. Could be the second man. Then Joe Rogan says, you are the second man. DC says, I am the second man. But they never say Conor McGregor. I don't know if that's due to the pending legalities surrounding Conor right now, if they just don't want him in the public consciousness. But what a weird thing that was that they didn't bring him up. But anyway, after DC just makes history, Brock Lesnar gets in the ring, shoves DC probably halfway across the octagon. Almost a melee ensues, and Joe Rogan goes right over to Brock and says, Brock, you know, DC just challenged you. What do you think? And Brock Lesnar says something to the effect of, I just came here. I walked in this building and witnessed a heavyweight disaster. Ngannou is a POS. And he didn't abbreviate it like I am. He said, Miocic is a POS. Daniel Cormier, I'm coming for you, MF-er. And then he throws the microphone at the camera lens. It looked like he cracked the camera lens. And they go at it, and DC says, get out of my octagon. I got some pictures to take. But from what I saw, it looks like we're going to get Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Cormier, which, by the way, is the only heavyweight championship fight that makes sense right now. DC has expressed interest in fighting Brock Lesnar and Jon Jones before he retires next year. I think that this fight's going to happen. Now, here's my question. I have a couple more things about this before I wrap up this instant reaction, but my first thing is this. This bothered me. Brock Lesnar, shown on camera, he's sitting ringside, cage side, and then even when he walked in the cage, it bothered me throughout. Brock Lesnar had a three-piece suit on, a button-up shirt, opened, not to show a bare chest, but to show a black t-shirt. This really bothered me as a man who likes to dress a certain way. But in all seriousness, I started thinking about this. There's all these rumors that Brock's not going to show up at SummerSlam. He's not wrestling at SummerSlam. I know Jason Solomon of the Solo Monster Sounds Off seems to think that it's all a grand work, and it definitely could be. But we heard earlier this year Dana White saying Brock's going to be back in UFC. We're going to see Brock back. We'll see him back this year. You know, Brock's going to be back. And part of me was thinking, well, I wonder if You know, Brock's using Dana White as a negotiating tool to get more money from WWE. We've kind of heard him do that before. We've heard rumors that that's kind of his game plan. And I think Roman Reigns even alluded to it in a promo before. And then I was like, well, no, Dana White's not going to say that because that hurts Dana White's credibility and that hurts Dana White's company. And I don't think WME, after paying $4 billion for this company, they want to have the president of the UFC going out there lying for his buddy so that his buddy can make some extra dollars. So I didn't think that was true. So I thought, you know what? There's some actual credibility to this statement from Dana White. Brock will probably be back in the UFC. It was just a matter of when and if he could do it in 2018. WrestleMania comes around when Brock Lesnar's contract was expiring, or did expire, and we all expected him to lose to Roman Reigns that night in New Orleans, but he wins. We actually see him a few weeks later at the Greatest Royal Rumble in the rematch, and then we hear that he's, you know, signed, or after WrestleMania, we heard that he signed an extension on his contract. But the rumor was it was a short-term deal. And another rumor is, and if you want to believe the dirt sheets like Meltzer, Wade Keller, whomever, I don't know if in this instance they're accurate or not, but it seems to be he's got one match left in WWE. And we all thought, okay, we're probably going to see him at SummerSlam defend the title, probably against Roman Reigns, but maybe Bobby Lashley. And then the rumor comes out, well, no, he's not going to do it. And once again, to go back to my point about Jason Solomon from the Solid Monster podcast, he seems to think, no, he's going to be at SummerSlam. They're just trying to work you to think that, make you think that he's not, so that you have this growing resentment toward him and you'll be more accepting of Roman Reigns taking the title off of him. I don't know what to believe. I don't know. I think SummerSlam's in Brooklyn this year. Probably not a crowd you want Roman Reigns to win the Universal Championship in. So it could very well be pushed back, perhaps toward the very end of the year. It could be pushed back, perhaps, all the way into the Royal Rumble, which it would be crazy, but I think we see Brock next in November, perhaps. And if it is in November at Survivor Series, I'm trying to see when the UFC, and by the way, guys, sorry if this is all, if I'm all over the place. This is literally a stream of consciousness as I'm recording this right now. I'm trying to figure out when the UFC is at Madison Square Garden, and I'm doing all of this from my iPhone. This is a live react, so bear with me. But I know the rumor was, let's see, here we go. The UFC will be at Madison Square Garden. Hold on, guys, bear with me. I'm trying to figure out when the UFC is going to be at MSG. And I can't seem to find it. I don't know why. Oh, here we go. Okay. The UFC is going to be in Madison Square Garden on November the 3rd at UFC 230. So if they can get Brock Lesnar to fight Daniel Cormier, and I don't know how you get around the commission and USADA, because Brock still has a suspension lingering out there. But if they can get past USADA and work out some sort of deal for Brock to come back and fight at that Madison Square Garden show on November the 3rd against Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight championship. Picture this if you're Vince McMahon. Brock fights November the 3rd at UFC 230 against DC in the main event for the heavyweight title. Think if you're Vince. Do you want to push back your last Brock Lesnar match to November the 18th, 2018 at Survivor Series in Los Angeles from the Staples Center. Because if you do that, you then have the opportunity for Brock Lesnar to walk into the main event of Survivor Series as the UFC heavyweight champion and the WWE Universal Champion. I think as a box office pay-per-view attraction, you want that to happen. I think walking in to November the 3rd, UFC 230 from Madison Square Garden, WWE's home base, you want Brock Lesnar to still be the Universal Champion. You want to be able to say the Universal Champion in WWE went back into the UFC and took down their historic UFC heavyweight champion in his first defense and walked into Survivor Series 3 weeks later as a dual champion, conquering both WWE and UFC. And that makes Brock Lesnar all the more special, all the more appealing. You have a guy who squashed John Cena, a guy who beat up Randy Couture. You have a guy who defeated the streak. You have a man who retired MMA fighters like Heath Herring. You have a man who beat up Frank Mir, Shane Carwin. You have that guy who beat Goldberg for the Universal Championship. You have that guy be the one, the first ever UFC heavyweight champion and WWE Universal Champion simultaneously. You have that guy walk into Survivor Series on November the 18th, 2018. Go out there in the main event against Roman Reigns. And it's that Brock Lesnar that does the J-O-B and looks up at the lights and puts Roman Reigns over. I think that makes the match feel more special. I think fans by November will be dying to see that championship off of Brock Lesnar. And I think that it would be a great attraction to have the first ever dual champion in UFC and WWE go out there and put Roman Reigns over and retire forever from professional wrestling. What a notch on the belt of Roman Reigns. And maybe he gets a positive reaction in Los Angeles from the crowd at the Staples Center when he finally takes the championship off of Brock Lesnar. To set the stage again, potentially on November the 3rd, 2018 at Madison Square Garden, you can see a main event of Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Cormier. Brock Lesnar going into that event as the Universal Champion if he does not wrestle at SummerSlam. Win the championship and go into Survivor Series 3 weeks later in Los Angeles against Roman Reigns as the first ever UFC and WWE champion simultaneously and put the big dog over and retire from pro wrestling forever. Wow. That would be a sight to see. But hey guys, this is my instant reaction to UFC 226. Make sure you follow me at Brad Gilmore. Check out Booker T and I's heated conversations from this week. We talk more than just UFC. We talk a lot about Ronda Rousey, Kane, MVP, and others. So go check that out on iTunes right now. Subscribe to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And I'll be back here soon. We'll be talking more about this. This is going to be an interesting storyline to follow for the rest of this year. Brock Lesnar could make history yet again, as only he can do, Brock Lesnar. We'll see y'all next time. Brad Gilmore, at Brad Gilmore on Twitter. Peace.